On June 25th, in a few weeks' time, George Bush will be landing at Shannon Airport. In the last year and a half, over 10,000 US troops have been passing through Shannon Airport on their way to the invasion and plunder of Iraq. Those statistics are now up to 16,000 a month. Myself and four others are awaiting trial here in Dublin, charged with $2.5 million criminal damage to a US war Navy plane February last year. For 14 months, we wanted to go before the Irish people, 12 Irish people, and say, this is what we did at Shannon, and this is why we did it. Yet that opportunity has not presented itself, because the prosecution are basically scared of us. Any questions there, mate? Ireland is now deeply complicit in servicing a war machine that kills indiscriminately. And when you kill people's children and you destroy their homes and you're complicit in that, you're seen as a legitimate target. And what Shannon Airport has become effectively is a military base for the US war machine. US troops mostly leave from Fort Benning. They land at one place in Europe, Shannon, and then they depart to the killing fields of Iraq. Over the last few weeks, we've exposed what kind of society the US military and the British military are running in Iraq. We've seen from the dungeons of Iraq that that torture is policy. We know that over 10% of military people deployed in Iraq are actually private contractors, earning up to £1,000 a day. Now, 1,000 of those people are from Ireland. There's 600 former Northern Ireland prison officers and 400 former members of the RUC working in Iraq for private contractors, earning up to £1,000 a day. That's one way Ireland is deeply complicit in the invasion and occupation of Iraq. Another way is that Raytheon, the second largest arms manufacturer in the world, was invited to Derry as part of the peace process. Do the logic on that. And when Raytheon opened in Derry, it was opened by two Nobel Peace Prize winners, Mr. Hume and Mr. Trimble. But the way we in the South are most deeply complicit is that Shannon Airport has been militarised. What Ahern's government has done is take a civilian entity, Shannon, and militarise it. Roughly over 10,000 US military troops have been passing through Ireland on a monthly basis. Those numbers are up to 16,000 now. And on the 25th of June, their leader, their emperor, Mr. Bush, will be landing in Shannon. And we plan to engage that non-violently. But last February, in the lead up to war, five of us managed to make our way into the airport, and with simple household hammers, we have fleshed a very old prophecy, the prophecy of Isaiah, to beat swords into plowshares. That's what we did. We disabled a warplane, and we sent that warplane back to the United States. Within a few weeks of our action, three private companies transporting US troops through this country left. What the Irish government did was to deploy the Irish Army and the Irish Navy, and to make overt, which has for a long time been covert, that Shannon Airport is indeed militarised, it is part of the US war machine, and the Irish government, sycophantic as they are willing to defend it from a non-violent peace movement with the Irish Army. That's the reality we're living here. Got to make a statement, sir. Come on. Not worthy, yeah, okay. Why, sir? There goes another intellectual coward. See you later. Come on, yeah, step up, mate. What's that? Speak up. What? Have a go, mate. Come on, speak up. Okay, you brought up Saudi Arabia. There's quite an interesting thing happened in Saudi Arabia yesterday. There was a major attack by Al-Qaeda. How did the US government relate to this? The US government has just told all US citizens to vacate Saudi Arabia. When Bin Laden's group carried out September 11th in New York, they primarily had one demand. That demand was all the US military out of Saudi Arabia, out of the Islamic Holy Land. That demand has been met. The Americans have surrendered to Bin Laden on that demand, and the American military are now relocated in Qatar. Now the US government is telling them, their citizens, to vacate Saudi Arabia, because the Saudi royal family cannot guarantee the security of US citizens there. Now, this whole war that we're in the middle of, and deeply complicit through Ireland's offering Shannon Airport as a pit stop for the US war machine, the whole thing has got a lot to do with Saudi Arabia. Most of the hijackers on the plane in New York on September 11th, 15 of the 19 came from Saudi Arabia. That's rarely mentioned. And I met family members of people who were killed that day in New York, when they were brought to Washington, D.C., brought into the Sheraton Hotel, and were demanding a criminal investigation of what had occurred in New York. The government and the military said, we won't give you a criminal investigation. What we'll give you is revenge. We'll go and bomb Afghanistan. Now, there are no Afghanis on those planes, but many, many Afghanis, people from wedding parties to people doing their own thing like you're doing now in marketplaces, have been massacred and slaughtered by the British and American military forces. Now, what's Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia got to do? Well, in the 1980s, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. And there was a great jihad announced, and many young Saudis, including a very wealthy one, Mr. Bin Laden, deployed to Afghanistan. They were used by the US military, they were trained by the CIA to fight the Russians in Afghanistan. And the nature of the Saudi regime for the last 50 years, like many of these places in the Middle East and many of these countries in Africa, are creations of their former colonialists. Who drew up the borders? The British and the French. And what they decided to do with this very important area, because it contains a lot of oil resources, was they made a deal. They said to the Saud family, you run the politics. You torture your dissidents. You behead people every Friday. And you will have total control of the politics of Saudi Arabia. And they said to a small Islamic sect, the Wahhabid sect, which is a very small sect in Islam, you will run the religion of Saudi Arabia. We won't tolerate any other form of Islam. We won't tolerate Christianity or Judaism. And you will run the religion. And that was the relationship for 40 years in such a significant place. It's significant for two reasons. One is that it contains some of the most significant Islamic sites, like Mecca. The second reason, and most important to the Americans, is that it contains huge oil resources. Now, that relationship is imploding. It's imploding because there's a contradiction in it. Because the Saud family run a very repressive Islamic society at home, but piss off to the brothels and casinos of Europe at every opportunity. And those people who are true believers, I don't believe in what they believe in, but they're true believers, people like Bin Laden, who are willing to live in a cave for 15 years, who are willing to fight the Russians, say, we don't need the Saud family anymore. We can run this area like a theocracy. And that's the civil war that is beginning in Saudi Arabia. That's why the Al-Qaeda armed unit attacked Western elite compounds yesterday and took hostages. And the Americans know. They know that the Saud family had no popular base. They know the principalities that the British and French set up to guarantee oil supplies had no popular base. That's why the US is stuck in Iraq. That's why even under a Kerry government, they won't withdraw. So you had this implosion happening. Ireland has been dragged into this, abandoning its neutrality, a neutrality that came out of being colonised here and being occupied here and having the very same British forces here. Came out of that experience, this Ahern government has totally betrayed that neutrality and offered a civilian airport as the most significant Western pit stop for the US war machine before they hit Iraq. Now, the reason our court case has slowed down, we've been waiting 14 months for a trial. We've been charged with two criminal damage charges, one $2.5 million for a US Navy warplane and one €200 for the window of a hangar. But the judge in our case said, you've been charged with criminal damage without reasonable excuse. And the judge said, you may have a reasonable excuse, but to find out if you do, we're going to ask the government, we're going to make a ruling on discovery, that they have to supply information to your defence on 4 months of military flights through Shannon Airport before they started bombing Iraq. Now, instead of doing that, the prosecution have initiated a judicial review against that judge's order. And orders for discovery are not uncommon. It's like if you were charged with a bank robbery. You have the right to apply for discovery on the video evidence in that bank when the robbery occurs. Okay? to have a defence. The judge in our case said central to these people's defence is that information. Now the prosecution, they want to hand over that 4 months of what the Americans were carrying through this country. One, possibly, because the Ahern government is so sycophantic, and believe me, it is one of the most sycophantic governments in the West. When the British Labour Party went to war, you had people like Robin Cook taking a huge pay cut by resigning as a minister in protest to that war. Not one member of Fianna Fáil in the Dáil was a dissident. Not one of them voted against the continued use of cannabis. So they're so sycophantic that they haven't bothered checking what kind of things are going through Shannon. You know, is napalm going through Shannon? Yes, we know that. Is perhaps the bomb components going through Shannon? Yes, we know that from the Ed Horgan appeal last year. Are people in Afghanistan and Iraq have been kidnapped and returned by the US passing through Shannon on their way to Guantanamo? We don't know that. Are the body bags of the young men and women that the Irish sold duty free to and patted on the back coming back dead, are they passing through Shannon? We don't know that. We'd like to know that. They've either been so sycophantic they haven't had customs agents bothering to check those flights, or secondly, they know very well what's on that plane and they don't want you to know about it. They don't want to be transparent about their complicity in the high crimes of massacre happening in Iraq. And that's why we have this judicial review at the moment, and that's why we've been delayed. Now, what you've seen, the scenes you've seen in the mainstream media from the dungeons of Iraq, young boys being raped by US military personnel, women being raped by US military personnel, being sexually humiliated. Now the American government want to blame it on 7 trailer trash, saying these people weren't following orders. Now we know they were following orders. We know from various sources that they were following orders. One of those sources is a National Guardsman who was there in the prison, who was taking those orders and abusing people, who got his furlough back to the States and realised what he was doing was a war crime and crime against international law. So he went underground for a number of months. He surfaced and denounced the war, and a week ago he was court-martialed. Now it's interesting, on that day this young man was court-martialed for refusing to return to the prison, refusing to carry out further orders. The photographer who took those photos of the torture was court-martialed. Of the 7 people that charged, who's their priority to nail first? The guy who took the photos, right? Not the guy sexually abusing people, not the woman who's got the guy on the leash, it's the guy who took the photos. That's the problem for the US military. And the same man who revealed the My Lai massacre, when Lieutenant Kelly put 500 civilians in a ditch and machine gunned them in Vietnam, the same journalist who revealed that has now revealed in the New York Times or the New Yorker, the chain of command goes directly to Rumsfeld, to the very top, who set up a covert operations unit to go from one American gulag to another, from Guantanamo to the gulags they're running in Afghanistan to the gulags they're running in Iraq. This goes to the very heart. And what's interesting for Irish people is that there's at least 1,000 Irish working in Iraq, running their own long cash over there, 600 former members of the Northern Ireland Prison Service, 400 members of the former members of the RUT, making £1,000 a day. And one of them got killed about 4 weeks ago and was brought back and buried in the north. We are deeply complicit in this war. From those 1,000 to Raytheon being in Derry, to Shannon Airport, and to the diplomatic support that people like Cowan and Ahern give.